Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here to bring you the midday interview. I have two guests in the studio today. My old friend, well, he's not so old, but my dear friend Douglas Leitenheimer, who is the organist and music director at First Presbyterian Church on 3rd Street downtown. And he's brought with him someone who is in town briefly, but for a very important thing. Nick Thompson Allen, who is an organ restorer, is here as well. And he's also the co-director of the A. Thompson Allen Company, which does that kind of work. So first of all, welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Let's talk with you first, Nick. Your company that you're the co-director of was actually started by your father?
That's correct. My father apprenticed with the English organ builder Henry Willis in the 1920s, and he went on to become a superintendent of works and eventually the managing director of the Willis Company, and was a lifelong organ builder. The Willis factory was destroyed during the war in London, and many of the English organ builders ended up emigrating to America, which is what he did. He came to join the Skinner Company, which by that time was called the Aeolian Skinner Company. And the company at that point was directed by a gentleman named G. Donald Harrison. Mr. Harrison had been one of the partners in the Willis Company, and he had also left England in the 20s to join the Skinner Company and was well known as being about the top organ builder in the country at the time.
Hmm.
After a couple of years, my father went off in business on his own and started doing tuning and maintenance and rebuilding projects in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And he retired in 1973. He was also the curator of organs at Yale University, where they had also a 1928 Skinner, but one with 12,600 pipes.
No.
That's one of their biggest and one of their very best. It's still there, and it still sounds as it did in 1928.
Hmm.
Well, when he retired, his employee, Joseph DeZetta, and I went off on our own and took over the business from him. And right at that time, we'd only been in business a few months together, when we had a call from a gentleman named Charles Woodward, who was Doug's predecessor at the Presbyterian Church. And he told us that he had spoken with my father, who had retired and was in the Bahamas at the time. And Charles wanted to know if my father would rebuild the organ for them. And he said that he had retired, but that he should call Joe and Nick and see if they could do it. At that point, our work was mostly in the New England area, and we hadn't done anything that far away, but we agreed to come down and look at the instrument. What we found was a beautiful 1928 Skinner that was covered in coal dirt from the old coal furnace. It was black inside.
Wow.
The mechanism, the perishable parts of the mechanism were worn out, and it needed restoring. And we were wild with enthusiasm because we liked the organ so much. And the people at the Presbyterian Church, as well as Charles, said that we were the first people who said that we liked the organ and that we should keep it. They had other organ builders there who said, oh, throw that old thing away.
Really?
And we'll build you a nice, shiny new organ.
Wow.
So we agreed to embark on a restoration of it without any changes to it to try and bring it back to its original condition. We learned a great deal from doing this. At that point in time, the perishable materials, an attempt was made to substitute the original leather materials, the part of the mechanism, with plastics and so on. It just didn't work. The organ mechanism was designed to have leather. And so over the last 30 or 40 years, the tanners have really gone to great lengths to develop good quality leather, as you used to be able to get back in the 19th century and early 20th century. So the materials that we did use deteriorated, and the organ needed doing again. And so the good folks at Presbyterian Church had us come back, and we spent a total of a little over a year completely redoing the organ from the ground up.
Oh, my goodness. Were you around then, Doug?
Yes.
You saw that?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Started in 2008, I believe.
Wow.
Right. We did the first half in
2008,
and then we came back in June of 2011 and took out the other half and the console and the mechanism in the basement. And our goal has been to completely restore it back to its 1928 condition. Let me just chime in here for a second with a little bit about the Skinner Organ Company. The Skinner Organ Company was founded by Ernest Martin Skinner, who was born in 1866 and he died in 1960. And he was a brilliant organ builder, recognized as the genius of American organ building for most of the 20th century. Well, he came on to his best work in the 1920s. He started in 1907 on his own. And so by the time you got to the late 20s, before the Depression, their factory in Boston had 100 employees, and they made practically everything from scratch out of the finest materials, poplar, straight-grain pine from Oregon that you can't get anymore, these huge boards that are more than 2 inches thick that can be 10, 12, 15 feet long without a blemish or a knot in them anywhere. And it's very stable wood. It doesn't split. It doesn't crack. As long as you don't get it wet, it will last almost indefinitely. With all these great materials, Mr. Skinner was considered a brilliant tonal director as well as a designer of all their mechanisms. The mechanisms in the organ at the Presbyterian Church are reach the pinnacle of design for that type of instrument, and we would not want to change them for the world. As the perishable materials begin to deteriorate after 60 or 70 years, then they have to be replaced.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Nicholas Thompson Allen, the co-director of the A. Thompson Allen Company. They specialize in organ restoration, and he has been in town working on the Ernest M. Skinner organ that was built in 1928 for the First Presbyterian Church at 125 South 3rd Street downtown. Now, Doug Leitenheimer is here as well. He is the resident organist and music director at the church. And now, Doug, tell us how long you've been there as the organ and music director, and tell us also, did you play the organ before the restoration? You must have, and after, and what's the difference for you?
Well, the organ has, as Nick has just said, the organ has actually been restored twice. Mm-hmm. So I joined the staff at First Presbyterian in 1997 in February, so I'm a month away from having been there 15 years.
Wow.
But yes, the organ, it does sound so much better after the restoration. All of the pipes were removed, and they were taken back to New Haven, Connecticut for restoration, cleaning and restoration. So it's, as you can imagine, it just, the sound, I think the sound is richer and warmer after that work has been done.
Is it also easier to play? Was there some amount of stickiness in the keys and difficulty with the keyboard, or not so much?
Actually, the keys were in very good shape, and the keys, the one thing that we did do is at some point in history, and we don't know when or why, the original ivory keys were recovered with plastic. And so we've had the keys recovered with bone, which is a substitute for ivory. So the feel of the key to the finger is much different and much nicer. So there's a nice feel to the key as you're playing.
Wonderful. This particular organ, how many pipes, how many stops? Can you give us an idea of the size of it?
I forget exactly how many stops. The last time I counted, I think we have 2,233 pipes in the organ.
Good Lord.
And all of those are original from 1928, except for one stop. We did add one trombone stop in 2003, which added some more notes to the organ. But at this point, it's a little over 2,200 pipes.
That is extraordinary. Mm-hmm. Now, Doug, tell us about the special concert that's coming up Sunday afternoon at 5 at First Presbyterian. It's part of your Music at First series. Tell us about this free concert.
It's a wonderful concert, and we thought, having had the organ restored and in two phases, that it would be nice to have a concert to really show off this instrument, as was done when the organ was restored 30-some years ago. And rather than bring in an artist, a guest artist, as most folks would normally do for a dedication, I had the idea to ask the former music directors of the church to come back and play. And since 1958, there have only been three directors of music at First Presbyterian Church, due largely to the fact that Charles Woodward was there for 35 years. Fred Malk, who was there from 1958 to 61, just retired on Christmas Day from his church in Florida after 30 years.
Wow.
So he will be back to play. He will open the concert. Then Charles Woodward will play. My assistant, John Tabler, who's been on staff since 2001, and then I will finish the concert.
Oh, that is so exciting.
So it's 53 years of music represented.
I remember when Charles Woodward was the organist.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. So the concert is 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon at First Presbyterian Church, which is at 125 South 3rd Street. If you want more information about the concert, you can call the church office, which is 762-6688. You can also go to the website firstonthird.org. Nick, when you finish working, will you head off to go back to New Haven, or will you head off to your next project immediately?
I'll be going back to New Haven. We've just completed this one. And shortly after that, I have to go back to Ohio, where we restored a 1926 Skinner, which we finished last year, and I have to do a little bit more work on that. But this has been a very enlightening and enjoyable process, and I think the people at Presbyterian Church should be commended for saving this beautiful instrument.
Yes.
When so many others were discarded. And what the people will hear on Sunday is exactly what the people heard in the original dedication in 1928. It looks and sounds just as it did, I'm confident to say, and through no small part because the organ is so well made, and it will go on for many generations.
Thank you so much. Nick Thompson Allen, organ restorer and co-director of the A. Thompson Allen Company, and Douglas Leitenheimer, the organist and music director at First Presbyterian, First Pres, we say. Thanks so much for being
here
today.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you, Jamila.
All right.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.